Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Dr. Ian K. Smith and Ron Funches, too, by the way, joined us. We did not ask Dr. Ian K. Smith why we didn't make his TV show. Nick wanted to know that. I said, well, first of all, we didn't want to be on it anyway.
Yeah. We saw it, and
we didn't see it. It was a 2-minute interview, and 2 minutes, you know, we can't do anything in 2 minutes, you know.
No, that's not how we
work. It was seven, but yeah, whatever.
Right. We're kind of long form.
Well, that's what it felt like. 7 minutes to me felt like 2 minutes. You know?
I actually still have the audio. Yeah. I recorded it from our side.
Okay.
Oh.
I've never actually gone back to listen.
Yeah, and in that seven, there was at least a minute and a half of roll up to it.
There was a delay.
Yep.
But I think when Dr. Ian flies in and visits in the studio again, in a brand new studio, hopefully here in a couple months, off the air, because he's a good dude and he's become friends of ours, I'll bring it up. And I'm going to thank him. Yeah. Thanks for not running that.
Oh, I think we fly him in and then bump him for a comedian.
We leave him in the office. Yep. We just leave him in the office all the time.
Right. Yeah, sorry, Dr. Ian. Nick ran a little long today.
Yeah. Well, he's vaccinated. Dr. Ian's vaccinated. We're all vaccinated. We're all going to reunite in this studio here shortly.
We are celebrating Bicycle Day today.
Yeah, bicycle.
I saw a DUI guy on the way to work this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeans?
And it's 39 degrees in our city today.
Yeah, he was heavy. He was, like, plodding his way up this hill. He was not, I don't think that was a choice.
No, it's DUI guy. Do you have jeans on? If you had jeans on?
Yeah, jeans, sweatshirt.
People who bike recreationally generally aren't fat.
Well, they can be. They just don't wear jeans.
Right.
You know. It can be. No, you can't. You have to start sometime.
Sure. I understand that.
Man, I remember a time where the bicycle jeans guy was one of our weekend overnight guys.
Yeah, and it
was
DUI guy, right?
It was the winter, man, and he was riding the bike to work.
The UI guy, right?
Yeah. And our studio was in the middle of nowhere at that point.
It was, yeah.
I felt so bad for him.
Yeah, very much so.
Don't drive drunk, kids.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, well, I'm not right. He got caught.
Riding a bike.
He got caught.
With jeans.
But that's not what Bicycle Day is all about.
No.
It's not
what's it all about? That's what we made it about.
Bicycle Day celebrates the discovery of lysergic acid diethylamide.
LSD.
Commonly known as LSD. Bicycle Day is the anniversary of the first planned acid trip.
So it's not that kind of bicycle day?
What? Well, it's sort of. Let's hear the story. It was on April 19th of 1943 that Albert Hofmann, a researcher at Sandoz Laboratories in Switzerland, purposely ingested 0.25 milligrams or 250 micrograms of LSD at his lab. He thought that this was the threshold dose, the lowest amount taken where there are still effects, when in reality, the threshold dose for LSD is only 20 micrograms. He took 25. Or, I'm sorry, it's only 20 micrograms. He took 250.
Whoa.
Tripping balls.
Yeah.
Bicycle. Yeah. Now then, you know, Todd has done some things where he thought it was a much lower dose, and it turned out to be a much higher dose.
Slept for 17 hours, right?
Oops. Like 10 times higher.
Well, that's what this. Well, this is
that's
more than that. Yeah. This is more than that, and it's acid.
But he did it on purpose, didn't he? Or did he not know how much he was taking?
I said he thought he was taking the lowest threshold dose.
Oh, and he took 10 times that.
Well, more than that. Yeah, he took 250 micrograms where it should have taken 20. Within an hour, he began to notice changes in his perception and senses. He decided that he should go home, so he got on his bicycle and began riding. Bicycle. That's where Bicycle Day comes in with
acid. That's why, really?
Yeah. So he hopped on his bicycle and started riding. Because the drug was already affecting him, he had his assistant at the laboratory guide him to his house. At times during his bicycle ride, he thought he was going insane, thought his neighbor was a witch, thought the LSD had poisoned him.
Fun day.
He later wrote in LSD, "My problem child, everything in my field of vision wavered and was distorted as if seen in a curved mirror. Also had the sensation of being unable to move from the spot. Nevertheless, my assistant later told me that we'd traveled quite rapidly. A doctor got to his house to check up on him and found nothing out of the ordinary with him besides his dilated pupils, so the doctor reassured him that he was going to be okay. And when the guy heard this, when Hoffman heard this, he started enjoying the colors, started enjoying the shapes he was seeing. He said they're a kaleidoscope of circles and spirals.
How do you make it home on his bike then, man?
Well, he did. He was fine. Yeah.
He was guided by his
assistant. He felt he was less fine than he was. Yeah.
Probably not in a straight line.
No. He was.
So his experience showed that the drug could shift consciousness at low doses. He thought that because of its introspective quality, it could be used psychiatrically, but did not foresee it being used recreationally.
Dude.
Yeah. Now I'm curious what the actual, you know, catching a buzz dose is. Because they must have had it down.
Well, this says 20 micrograms.
Yeah, 50 years later. Because I never had, I did it 3 or 4 times. Never had a bad trip. Mm.
I got close a couple times.
To a bad trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it just seems like work to keep yourself kind of like tethered to like a decent trip. You're like, not going there, not going.
And this is what scares me about hallucinogens.
Public use of the LSD began when some psychiatrists, academics, and other medical professionals began taking it recreationally and sharing it with their friends, dude. By the mid-60s, it was illegal on a Schedule 1.
Yeah, most of the times I did it, it was outdoors. We were in the woods or out in the desert, and I was around people I was comfortable with. I might not have liked it in a social situation. Hell, I don't like it social situations when I'm sober.
If they were all tripping, then was anybody there to guide you guys in case somebody wanted to walk off a cliff? I hate to sound like a
no.
You know, okay. That's the key. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need one person. It's not tripping, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be that guy.
No. I don't want to be the guy that stays sober and drives everybody either. I mean, it's just not what I'd rather just not go.
Yeah. One time I got closest to a bad trip, I was at an apartment where my friends were supposed to meet up with me, and somebody gave me acid there, and then my friends did not show up.
Oh, you know anybody?
So I'm just looking around the room being like, okay, this is, like, coming, and I got to get out of here. I don't know any of these people. I've got to go.
Right.
I had to drive all the way across town to, like, where my friends actually were. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why didn't you show up? Then I'm the only one tripping at that house. That was weird, but at least I knew them. So like, it was a mess.
It is a mess, man. Love the story, though.
Well, I'd rather be the only one tripping.
I know.
Amongst people I know than like tripping where everybody's tripping and I don't really know.
Exactly, right. Them. Yeah, Craig was in a van when a guy tried to suck face him.
Not true at all. That did not happen. I barely knew that. Completely untrue.
Barely knew that.
Completely untrue.
That was ecstasy.
Barely knew that guy.
That was not LSD.
You're going to suck face the dude, maybe somebody you know.
See, even the time
I've said that before.
That's why Nick had to drive over to his friend's house.
Yeah.
There was one time I thought I died.
Yeah.
And even that wasn't a bad trip. Because I woke up and I realized I wasn't dead.
Yeah. See, I would call that a bad trip.
Yeah.
If I was tripping, I thought I was dead.
Well, as soon as you wake up, you feel better.
He might not have felt bad about it.
I suppose
it all depends on how you feel about it.
Yeah, I remember laying in the back seat.
You feel relieved when you woke up. Because, you know, you have a bad dream, you wake up, you feel really good.
That's what it was.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. But the dream had to be horrible, though.
I was laying in the back seat of the car, and I recall the angelic chorus of You Can't Always Get What You Want by the Stones was playing.
Oh, you're probably watching The Big Chill, that's why. Yeah.
Was it playing, or were you just hearing it?
No, it was actually playing, and I thought I was spiraling into death. And then I realized, I'm not.
And your Big Chill was on the theater.
That was good news.
Right.
No, the Stones album was in the cassette player.
Got it. But still, that song plays at his funeral.
That's right. You know?
See, that's where the work of it comes in, though, where you're like, I feel like I'm spiraling towards death. You're like, no, I'm not. Like, and if you're not tripping, you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Or just not trip, and don't worry about spiraling towards death.
Because that trip happened about the time that movie came out.
Of course it did.
It may have been in my head.
I bet it was, yeah.
Yeah, see, I just, any drug where you might take it and have a horrible experience, I just...
Might, I know.
You know?
I don't want to do it either.
That turns me off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I just want to do mushrooms again.
There you go.
Never had a bad experience.
Yeah, but people have.
But you could.
People have.
That's just me. Yeah.
You hear about people having a bad trip. A bad trip is a thing.
Right.
So it obviously happens to somebody.
Right.
I've seen it happens, and I think I was, just teetering on the edge enough where I don't think I'd want to give it another shot.
There you go.
And I'm paranoid enough to think that if I did it once, I would have a bad trip.
Oh, yeah.
And it would scare the hell out of me.
Well, you've already talked yourself into a bad trip.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. You're not spiraling towards death, man.
I'm not watching.
You'll
puss.
Be all right.
I could watch them. I'm not watching.
Yeah,
I'm not trusting any of you people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we would. We would definitely teabag
you. We would not mess with you.
We'd be teabagging you.
Well, okay, that's not messing with
you. I dreamt there were balls in my forehead. You didn't dream anything, buddy.
That was always the worst when you were tripping and people found out you were tripping that they'd go, ooh, like make lines in front of your face and stuff. I'm like, you're an ass. You're like, I can see through your crap.
Yeah, I don't know if I know somebody that I would trust well enough to be my trip guide.
No. Without giving you some crap, messing with you a little bit, right.
No.
I'd bring in a black helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Nobody here.
No, not in a million years.
We would all mess with you.
Yeah. Well, and if you were tripping around me, I would mess with you, too. Yeah.
Right.
It's expected. These are not trustworthy faces.
No.
See, I wouldn't mess with you.
What if they're melting?
History has been made as NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter carried out the first powered flight on another planet.
Yeah, or did it happen?
The flight took place about 12:30 a.m. Eastern time, but data did not reach Earth until 3 hours later.
What time is that on Mars?
12:30 Eastern time.
What time is that in Uranus?
12:30 Eastern time.
All right.
An image showed the shadow of the helicopter on the surface of the red planet as it hovered in the atmosphere. Video from the nearby Perseverance lander showed the helicopter hovering 3 meters above the surface. The 4-pound helicopter first arrived on the planet February 18th, hoping to do the first flight last week, but ran into problems now doing it.
That's a big helicopter, the 4-pound helicopter.
Yeah, the 4-pound helicopter
last night. Yeah.
She wishes.
That might be the
she
black.
Was hoping
that might
for
be the black helicopter.
She was hoping for the 4-pound helicopter, but it was you instead.
Yeah, that's amazing. Science is amazing.
What is the helicopter doing there?
That's a great question.
Looking,
seeing if they could fly.
Yeah.
Basically, if
going
I
going higher.
From what I saw, they've just wanted to see if they could make something fly.
Yeah, because they mentioned last night how cold it gets on Mars.
Right. They wanted to see if they could launch something from the surface. Of someone other than Earth.
Right.
And it's a completely different atmosphere. That thing would not fly here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, it wouldn't fly here.
That won't fly here.
So that's why they weren't, that's one of the reasons they weren't sure. Well, the atmosphere is just completely different. You know, it's different makeup and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it now.
Yeah. Washington State could become the first state in the union to ban the sale of new gasoline-run cars.
Yeah, libtards.
Oh, they're taking away our gas.
It has been sent to the governor for a signature. The bill would ban the sale of new gas cars by the year 2030.
Cool.
In Washington, in California and Massachusetts, they already have laws prohibiting the sale of new gas cars by the year 2035. This would put Washington ahead of them.
It's going that way.
If everything goes gasless, gas stations are going to be the weirdest places.
I know.
Because they'll just be little huts that sell potato chips and beef sticks.
Well, they'll lose out to other places. Just designed a place, just come in and buy potatoes. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Some of them will be ghost towns.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll put in charging stations.
Oh, that's right. They'll all be charging stations.
Maybe a couple of gas pumps, a couple of charging stations.
Hey, you still need a hot dog, Nick. Come on.
Yeah. You do. And hot dogs on a roller. Yeah.
Or a corn dog if you're a freak like Nick.
Right? Yeah, a generation from now, some kid will be like, why is there a hut every 8 miles that has all this crap food? They used to sell gas.
They sell gas. What's that, Dad?
Yeah. It's a fossil fuel.
It's like, moving forward.
You're old.
Yep, you're right.
The NBA World Champion Los Angeles Lakers will not make a stop at the White House when they're in D.C. during the next road trip. They were scheduled to be honored by the president this week, but they've decided to postpone the visit due to the COVID. Yeah. Right now, traveling NBA teams are only allowed to go to the arena and their hotel.
Yeah, that's it.
The Lakers have not ruled out a future meeting with the president. A defending NBA champion has not made a traditional White House visit since Cleveland met with former President Obama in 2016.
Yeah, well, the last guy they didn't want to meet.
Yeah, the last four champs going, hey, can we make up for lost time?
Right. Can we show up now?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, 16, 17, 18,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
The guy called us scumbag for 4 years, so we're not going to visit him.
The Lakers probably left it off their schedule just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, the election was after the, right, exactly.
They didn't know.
But you're right, that's the COVID protocol. They can't do anything. They fly into the cities, go to the arenas, go to their hotel.
And complain about it.
Yeah.
None of them sneak out to the club.
No, if you get sneaked out, and they can do stuff to you.
You're in quarantine.
Right.
I mean, they basically pulled it off last season.
Well, that was a bubble.
Yeah.
That was actually one area.
Yeah, completely.
They never flew anywhere. They stayed right there.
Well, and even when they're at home, I think they're telling these players, basically, you have to stay at home or come to practice or the games.
Right. Well, they're getting vaccinated, too, I'm sure, most of those players eventually.
Oh, I got to assume they all are at this point.
Yeah, it's 16 plus in every city now. I mean, excuse me, in every state. There was a walk-in place in this city I saw yesterday. I retweeted that.
No appointment?
It said walk-ins. We'll take them until 5, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a place like that on Saturday, and you just walked right over to the table. Right. They said, here, roll up your sleeve. I mean, there was no waiting.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's very cool.
The only waiting... was waiting. I got there early enough. The only waiting was for someone to man the table to give me a shot.
Okay, got it. Well, you're a man, though. You didn't feel anything. You, me, and Nick, all men, push slightly less of a man, and push and Todd, we don't know yet.
Man-like.
Man, he's man-like, right.
Well, it's puss, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're...
That's true. Yeah.
We all made it to work.
But yeah, again, I didn't do anything out of the norm.
But you admitted you felt a little crap.
But I noticed that I felt a little weird.
But you're also hermaphrodite.
Right. So that's a good point.
We can't let that get lost.
So the woman part made you tired.
Is it?
I don't know. Do hermaphrodites get pissed at this bit? Have we got any complaints from them? No, they're very cool. We always like to list.
They
we
are.
Like to list who the people are that are cool that listen to this program and where they fall in the groups of people that complain to our bosses over the years. Hermaphrodite has got to be up there because we've been calling you hermaphrodite for 20 years now, and not one hermaphrodite's ever bitched.
They look up to puss.
I think you're right. They see he got somewhere.
King of the herms.
King of the herms is right.
Or queen? I don't know how it works.
That list changes,
Here's some science for you. Kids who consume synthetic food dyes are more susceptible to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and other neurobehavioral issues.
Don't kids all drink that? What is it? It's in what?
Well, synthetic food dyes include numbered colorings, such as red 40, red 3, yellow 5, blah, blah, blah. They often substitute for real, actually nutritious ingredients like fruit. And they are more often used to make junk foods look attractive, especially to kids.
Yeah, well, kids eat that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and the kids who eat a lot of those are more susceptible to the ADHD.
Right.
You telling me Flamin' Hot Cheetos aren't normally that color?
Yeah.
I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
They say that the rate of ADHD in American kids has nearly doubled in the last 20 years, from 6% to 10.2%.
I've heard of that happening with kids where they, like, the doctor's like, they can't eat, red fruit roll-ups. They're like,
it's that sort of thing.
That red dye thing's been around for years, though.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of reds.
Yeah, the red
red dye, it was a specific number.
Yeah, right. That was a cancer one back in the day.
And I think they dipped hot dogs in.
Yeah, that's right. Make them look all red.
Right.
Yeah.
Go big.
Right, there's a point. Your favorite football team, your hot dog must be red.
Yes, they are red. They're good.
Perhaps the reason... hermaphrodites do not complain about us. Is the intersex population
the king of the herms
of the world is 0.018%.
What are the odds?
We're out there.
There's a chance we might not be talking to any hermaphrodites or intersex.
Well, we're talking with one.
It's got to be lonely, puss.
Yeah.
I get by.
Yeah. That's exactly why they're nowhere near. That's why nobody ever visits. We've never, not one has ever heard us.
Yeah, but we've never denigrated him for.
No, he's the king of the herms.
He's special.
Like Nick said.
We tell him every day that he is special.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been misreading that the whole time.
You're different, and that's good.
Yeah. A very special Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's an after-school special. You are different, and that is good. Todd and Tyler, the push story.
We're going to make fun of you relentlessly, but we're happy we're here.
We were hoping that we'd get our foot in the door at more places, but apparently nobody's really looking for a show with a hermaphrodite producer.
They may sense a lack of sincerity.
And they would be right.
King of the Herms. Great t-shirt, man. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.